Well, returning now to the deadly and devastating fire in Hong Kong, authorities have confirmed that more than 80 people have died in the blaze at the apartment complex in Tai Po. There are fears that the death toll could grow even higher, with hundreds of people still missing. To get an update from the scene now, joining me is a freelance journalist in Hong Kong, Kelly Yu. Kelly, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally, and thank you for having me.
Can you bring us up to speed with the ongoing rescue and recovery efforts? These are very tall buildings and there are a number of them. What sort of progress has been made in that operation so far, Kelly?
Sure. So there's been some significant progress on the rescue and search operation. So the death toll now stands at 83 people, including one firefighter who lost his life battling the blaze. This actually makes it the deadliest building fire in Hong Kong's history. It surpassed the Garlie building fire back in 1996, which killed 41 people. And just to give you a sense of the scale, Wong Fuk Court is actually home to more than 4,000 people across around 2,000 units. And all 8 residential blocks had been undergoing renovation since July last year. So they were covered in bamboo scaffolding and green mesh. And the fire itself started on Wednesday afternoon and tore through 7 of the blocks. It's mostly been put out now, but we are looking at 77 people injured, including 11 firefighters. And as we're speaking, there are still 25 calls for help that haven't been resolved. And we won't know the full number of missing people until the search and rescue operation wraps up. So that work is still very much underway. They've evacuated a woman, an elderly man, and even some pets.
And Kelly, is there any further information about the 3 construction executives who've been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter? What do we know about that?
Yeah, so authorities have arrested 3 people on suspicion of manslaughter, including 2 directors and a consultant from the construction company overseeing the renovation project. So they allegedly used non-compliant materials in the scaffolding nets and sealed windows with styrofoam. So police told reporters that investigators believe the people in charge at that construction firm were grossly negligent, which may have led to the incident and caused the fire to spread so rapidly. And adding another layer to this, Hong Kong's anti-corruption body, the ICAC, has now launched an investigation into suspected corruption in the renovation project, which had a price tag of 330 million Hong Kong dollars.
What's the public reaction now, a day later, when it comes to the shock of what's happened? But it also sounds like there's anger there about elements of this if it was an avoidable blaze.
Yeah, of course. So I've been on the ground these past 2 days talking to residents, and it's been heartbreaking. They're devastated watching their homes burn. Some have friends and relatives in the affected blocks who are still unaccounted for. And some residents told me they actually never heard the fire alarm at all during the emergency, which raises serious questions about, you know, the building's fire safety systems. But it's also been heartwarming to see Hong Kongers uniting to volunteer and providing supplies to displaced residents and caring for pets affected by the fire. But of course, Hong Kongers are still pretty much waiting for a result and to know more about what actually caused the fire and what went wrong.
Of all the people that you've spoken with, Kelly, is there a story or a person that's stayed with you the most?
Yeah, I think one case that struck me the most is when I spoke to this resident who lived in one of the affected blocks yesterday. So she actually managed to escape with her husband, and they are safe and sound now, but then their cat is still in a building. It's been trapped for 2 days now, and it's quite sad to hear stories like this, but she is quite an optimistic person, and she is using her stories, you know, to tell us that don't give up, and then to just look out for each other, and then to also motivate her friends and families who have lost their loved ones in the fire.
Kelly Yu, thank you so much for making some time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Kelly Yu is a Hong Kong-based freelance journalist speaking with me there in the aftermath of this horrific blaze in Hong Kong.